And they looked at religion. You see, religion has always been used because humans are religious creatures. We've had over 100 years of atheistic teachings through universities, schools, and so on, media, press, movies, to convince us we're just pieces of meat with neuronal synapses and little biochemicals that go across between neurons in the brain. And that's all you are. And even at that, they realized it wasn't working quite good enough, so they came up with what they called the New Age religion. But the New Age was set up in the 1800s by Blavatsky for this particular time period we're living in now. And it's really taken off. In fact, most folk who are in it don't even know it's called the New Age. They'll say they're in the advanced yoga classes or something. They have no idea. Or into channeling or past life experiences. And it takes me to Mikhail Gorbachev, because Gorbachev, who was the president of the Soviet Union, who worked his way up through the KGB, became leader of a group or a party to do with sustainability and environment, but his main thing was to create a new religion, and that's what I'm talking about tonight. Back with more after this break. I was talking about Mr. Gorbachev, and you wonder how he ties into all of this. It's interesting to note that the organization that he was set up to lead in the United States in California, when they gave him the Presidio at the time, the old army base, and staff and equipment and all the rest of it, that the license for that organization was already set up before and while he was still president of the Soviet Union. Which tells you there's big powers at work, you see. All the time, behind the scenes, behind all the reality that's projected to you by the media. And Gorbachev came out with a book that was called Towards New Civilization. In the book, he says that he himself was an atheist, and it was written in the typical Soviet communist style. When you read their books by their fathers, as some of them called them, Lenin and Stalin and these guys, they talk as though they have a question and answer thing in their books. This is how they generally do the format. And they'll have people, young or old or elderly, asking some basic, very simple question. It's obviously been made up, you see. And they'll give out this very simplistic, childlike type answer, just as they were talking down to a child. And that's how his book was written. And he said, early in the book, he says he's an atheist. And then later on, he says, we are creating a new religion for the world, we. Now, I said, we didn't define who we were, but there's a we there, obviously. And what he meant were the organizations that were all networking together, big foundations, again, funded, not answerable to any public input, not answerable to the public through voting or anything. We don't vote them in, but they make public policy. They make educational policy. Make even the topics of education their policy. They come up with it all. They make health policy, mandatory inoculations policies, all kinds of policies, taxation policies, pollution policies, and taxing pollution policies. Everything you can possibly imagine. And they're all funded by foundations. And you look at the foundations, you say, my God, there's hundreds and hundreds of them. But really, there's only a handful that fund all the other ones. That's how they set them up, just like they said it was based on how monks were set up and the different orders and how they spawn off another one to deal with a particular area. And Mikhail Gorbachev belongs to something that's called the World Wisdom Council. This atheist guy, you see. The World Wisdom Council. There's an article, by the way, before I get into this, in the paper recently, and Michael, he was interviewed in his home, and behind him is a big picture of the Virgin Mary with a child there. Next to it is a big portrait of himself with his mark on his forehead. And the connotation, he just makes a little joke about having the mark, you see, on his forehead, in a holy reference, which is quite amusing. What's even more amusing is he has all his portraits of himself all over the place, big ones. But that's kind of the height of narcissistic behavior, I think. Or megalomania, perhaps. But he belongs to the World Wisdom Council. And you say, what is the World Wisdom Council? Well, you see, it's a branch, it's a club set up, again, spawned by and funded by the Club of Rome. And the Club of Rome had a meeting in Budapest, and they changed it to the Club of Budapest. See how they camouflage themselves? It's really the Club of Rome. And it says here, the World Wisdom Council has been convened by the Club of Budapest, that's the Club of Rome, in cooperation with the World Commission on Global Consciousness and Spirituality, in the conviction that the paramount requirement in this age of discontinuity and transformation is to recognize that through the development of a new dimension of consciousness, the world can be constructively changed by women and men, wherever they live and whatever their interests in life. It seeks to cultivate wisdom as the highest priority for our time through various means, including the posing of some fundamental and far from obvious questions that bring into prominence glaring inconsistencies, paradoxes, dysfunctions, and pathologies in our individual, institutional, and cultural milieus. It affirms that our mindset and the way we use the many facets of our mind shape the reality of the world around us. And that takes me back to the book put out previously by Gorbachev, who knew all this stuff before they created the Club of Rome, and or the Club of Budapest, which is just a branch of the Club of Rome, to his book, which is Towards a New Civilization, because that was published before then. And there he said that this new religion we are creating must be based on a form of earth worship. And he was talking about the what we're hearing today, environmentalism and the Mother Earth, and we're just little ants on the planet, and there shouldn't be so many of us, and sustainability, etc. Well, here's what he said here at one of the meetings at the Club of Budapest, which is just the Club of Rome, one of their branches. This is from Michael Gorbachev, the honorary chairperson. Michael Gorbachev. It says here, and by the way, one of the main professors who's there is Ervin Laszlo. You should read up on this character. Quite interesting. It says, in my opinion, your initiative reflects the requirements of our day and expresses the totality of the measures sought these days for finding proper methods of warding off the fatal crisis that menaces our civilization on Earth. As the Club of Budapest currently notes, humankind has long ago turned into a giant capable of solving any task of vital importance. And I think that's the music coming in. So I'll be back in a minute after these messages. And I'll continue with the speech that Michael gave, even though it's just a repetition of what he put in his own book a few years beforehand, because they all know what's coming, you see. He says, the human being is turning into his own enemy. A vicious circle develops from which nothing but the mind, the human mind, can find a way out. Naturally, there are objective processes that create conditions that are a threat and a danger for our species. We can, of course, manage to live with them at the price of greater or smaller difficulties. Ultimately, however, the greatest challenge facing the world is the result of the excessive irrational action of the human being, or the other way around, is lack of action. So once again, they're blaming humanity. Now, humanity, they're sheep in a pen. That's what humanity is, because their whole culture has been manufactured for them. Their educational system has been manufactured for them too. Everything has been manufactured. So they give you the system. They give you what's right and politically correct and so on. And then they blame you when they've changed their minds and they've gone off in a different direction. They blame you for being rigid or stuck or something, unchangeable. And we were taught to be a consumer society. That was the big push from the top, from governments and media and so on. The consumer. Now, of course, there's too much consumption. And so the one that gets back to sustainability, which again is eugenics, you see. Did you know that they're giving gift coupons out now from Planned Parenthood for abortions and things? That's how low we've sunk. And it also is how low we think of ourselves, which is the real point behind all of this stuff, to make you feel so small and insignificant, just another animal on the planet, nothing special about you. Gorbachev goes on, he says, says, we often speak of human rights, and justly so. However, we frequently dissociate these rights from responsibilities. On the other hand, human rights cannot be ensured if we disregard the human being's responsibility for his own behavior, his own activities, and his disregard of ethics and his own fate. I'm convinced that the World Wisdom Council, in helping us find answers to the challenges of life and the solution of concrete problems, will be able to focus attention on the fate of humankind and on its creative role, the role of the Savior. Boy, this guy is grandiose here. And not the destroyer of civilization. The role of the creator of a better, again, creator, of a better, more just way of life. Much success to the council and all its members and leaders, and a good way forward. Forward used to be the name of the communist magazine for the United States from New York. Then it changed into another magazine, but it's still the same one, really. And then it says, Mikhail Gorbachev, former president of the USSR, Nobel Peace Laureate. And obviously anointed by Jesus himself. That's one of the foundations that spawned by the Club of Rome. One of the many organizations that spawned by them.